Welcome to Torah Tzimach HaNach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcher, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Chaf Dalet, which is the final perek in this section of Mishlei. Remember, we said the book is divided into three sections. The first nine chapters discuss the value of wisdom and of Moshe and of learning from other people. And this second section, which started in Perek Yod and goes until this perek, it has hundreds of statements of actual wisdom. So we're going to begin this perek by looking at Psukim Yod to Yod Beis. If you falter on a day of adversity, your strength is small. Meaning, it's all very well to be strong when things are going smoothly, but it's more important to be able to show strength in times of trouble. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hatzel lekuchim la'maves umatim lahereg im tachshoich. Deliver or save those people who are being taken to death and those who are ready to be slain. Meaning, don't look away from people who are in danger, whether this is physical or emotional or spiritual danger. If you see someone being led astray or ignored or oppressed or suffering, you can't remain silent, you can't remain passive or neutral. There isn't such a thing as being neutral. And this pasuk is possibly a continuation of the idea of showing your strength on a Yom Tzara in the previous pasuk. Do what you can to rescue people in crisis. When things aren't going smoothly for people, jump in and show your strength. Save them from death or from being slain. The Metzuda and the Malbim explain that there's a connection between these two psukim, and there's a warning in them. If you don't help your friend out on the day that he's in trouble, when he's being taken to death, then his rapisa b'yom tzara, you will be weak on the day of tzara, and sar koichecha, your strength will be small. You'll find that your strength becomes weak, and you can't save yourself either on a day that you are in trouble. And this is midah keneged midah, it's measure for measure. If you don't use your strength to help others, you won't find that strength to help yourself either in your own time of need. When we've been given a gift, such as strength, we need to use it to help other people, or we could chas v'shalom find that it fails us when we need it ourselves. And then Pasuk Yud Beis continues, Ki soimar, hein lo yodanu zeh, aloi soichin li bois, hu yovin, v'noitzer nafshecha, hu yeda, v'hishiv lo adam kefa aloi. Meaning, Ki soimar, hein lo yodanu zeh, if you say, we did not know this, we didn't know that those people were in danger, we didn't know we could have saved them. Haloi soichin libois hu yavin, the assessor of hearts, he understands, v'noitzer nafshecha hu yeda, and the one who guards your soul, he knows. Even if these excuses can convince other people that you're absolved of your responsibility, Hashem knows, v'heshiv la'adam kefa'aloi, and Hashem repays each man in accordance with his actions. You can make excuses to other people. You can claim that you didn't know that this person needed help, and you didn't know that there was anything that you could do to help. But Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows the truth, and He expects us to help others when they need us. He will know if we could have helped, but we pretended not to notice. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that this idea of needing to proactively reach out to others who are struggling, and of not pretending that we're not aware of their struggle or their problem, it's explicit in a few mitzvahs in the Torah. So first of all, in Devarim Perek Chaf Beis, we're told about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost item. And we're told, Lo'suchah lehisalim, you can't ignore it. You can't pretend that you didn't see it. You have to try and find the owner. You can't ignore it. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that this applies to any situations where someone's possessions or their assets are at risk. You can't ignore it. You can't be negligent. You have to proactively protect other people's property. It's your responsibility. So for example, if you see water streaming into someone else's property, you have an obligation to tell them. You have an obligation to try and stop the water, to try and save the property. You can't pretend to have not seen it. And then there's another mitzvah in Parashas Kedoshim and Perek Yates, where we're told, Lo samod al dam reyacha, don't stand over your brother's blood. If you see someone in danger, you have to try and save them. Rashi says if you see someone drowning or about to be attacked, you can't just remain neutral. You can't just passively observe. You have an obligation to try and save them. You can't just stand by and passively allow it to happen. And this is such a relevant concept. It's forbidden to stay silent when you know someone is being mistreated or neglected or discriminated against. It's forbidden not to reach out to someone who's lonely or depressed or overwhelmed. There are explicit mitzvahs in the Torah not to be a bystander and to proactively reach out when somebody needs help. Otherwise, says Shlomo HaMelech, Hisra pisa b'yom tzara tzar koichecha. You'll pay on the day when you need help. You will find that your strength is now weak. And the pasuk of Leisamo Dadam Reyecha in Parshas Kedoshim, it concludes with the words Ani Hashem. If you say, I didn't know, I didn't realize that they were in trouble, I didn't realize that I could have helped, I thought they didn't want my help, says the Ibn Ezra, I am Hashem. I know your secrets. I know what's inside your heart. Like this pasuk in Mishlei, Halo Seichin Libos Hu Yavin, V'Noitzer Nafshecha Hu Yeda, V'Heshiv La'adam Kefalo. The assessor of hearts, he understands. The one who guards your soul, he knows, and he repays each man according to his actions. Rabbi Yonah comments on a detail in the wording in this pasuk. V'heshiv la'adam kefa'aloi. He will repay man according to his actions. But there was no action here. The sin is completely passive. You didn't actively harm someone. There was no action. There was no pa'al. You just didn't save them. But you have to realize, he says, that withholding help from someone, that in itself is considered a negative, damaging action. Now the second pasuk that we're going to study in this parak is Parak Tesayin, and it's quite a famous pasuk. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kom, or rishayim yikashlu v'ra. A tzadik falls seven times, v'kom, and gets up again, but rishayim stumble in their evil. A tzadik is resilient. He falls seven times, and he gets up again. Now let's discuss a few very meaningful and relevant interpretations of this pasuk. Rav Tzadok quotes the Baal Shem Tov on the specific number of seven falls. What is with the number seven? Why such a specific number? Are we just saying that he falls many times and gets up again, or is there something more in the number seven? So he says the number seven, the Baal Shem Tov says, the number seven represents a cycle, like the cycle of the week. It starts again as soon as it ends. After Shabbos comes Sunday again every single week. And in the same way, falling and getting up again, it's a constant process. It's a cycle, like the cycle of the week. And you should know to expect this in life, says Rav Tzadok. You will fall seven times and you'll rise again. And then the cycle of seven falls will start all over again, just like the 7 days of the week that starts all over again. The process doesn't end after you fall seven times and then you rise. You're not done. It just starts all over again. He says, expect that even when you've just come out of a challenge, that probably another challenge will find you again soon. That's the cycle of life. And Rav Tzadok says there's another way that this process of rising and falling is similar to the cycle of the week. The cycle of the week, it's comprised of day and night and day and night again. It's dark and then light and then dark and then light. And we experience the same in our lives. We have highs and lows and highs and lows, dark and night again, dark and night again. But Rav Tzadok says, he says, don't despair of this darkness. Don't despair of these lows and of this falling. First of all, he says, be encouraged by the fact that it's a cycle. The nature of a cycle means that there will be light again. The light always follows the darkness. And when you're feeling awful and down during the periods of falling, he says, know that the light will come again. So the fact that our falling and our rising, it mirrors the cycle of the week of darker night and darker night, that's something to be encouraged by. And second of all, he says, as we discussed in Perek Chof, the period of darkness itself, the period during which you have fallen and you are down, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to grow from the struggle. So let's discuss this a little bit more. Let's discuss how this falling and the dark time, how that can really be an opportunity for growth. The Chassidish Mefarshim, they don't just interpret this pasuk of Kishiva Yipol Tzadik Vakom as an indicator of the tzaddik's resilience. That even though he keeps falling and he suffers setbacks and he even falls seven times, he still gets back up again. The Chassidish Mefarshim, they rather interpret this to mean that a tzaddik will rise because he has fallen seven times. Because he suffers setbacks and falls and challenges and pain, that is what elevates him. That's what causes him to rise. Shiva Yipol Tzaddik Vakom means he rises because he falls, because of these periods of darkness. Maybe because of these periods of darkness, he becomes more compassionate to other people, less judgmental, less critical, more empathetic, more humble, more dependent on Hashem. The falling is what causes us to rise. The dark periods of the cycle, they're not times for despair, but recognize that these are opportunities for growth. When Yaakov struggles with the Malach in Parshas Vayishlach, his name gets changed to Yisrael. Kisarisa im Elokim va'anoshim va'tochal, because you struggled with the angel and with people and you survived, you overcame them. Yisrael because sarisa, because you struggled. He's named for the actual struggle. The struggle's valuable. It's part of who you are. It's part of what you become. It's part of the person that you evolve into. And it's part of who we are as a nation also. We take the name of Yisrael, we're Klal Yisrael, we're Bnei Yisrael. We're people who struggle, who recognize the value in struggle, who recognize the value in falling and in getting up again. There's a pasuk in Micha, Perek Zayin, pasuk Ches, where Klal Yisrael is talking to its enemies, and we say, Ki nafalti kamti, although I fell, I will rise again. But the Medrash translates this differently. It translates it as, because I fell, I will rise. Ki nafalti kamti, because I fell, I will rise. Had I not fallen, I wouldn't have risen. Through the process of falling, I rise. There's another familiar pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yedalet, pasuk Beis, that we're familiar with from the Haftarah on Shabbos Shuvah, and it reads, Shuvah Yisrael at Hashem Elokecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Return Yisrael all the way to Hashem, because you've stumbled in your sins. The Sichos Moshe says, do you know why you have the possibility of Shuvah Yisrael at Hashem Elokecha? Do you know why you are able to return all the way to Hashem, to become so close to Hashem? Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Because you sinned. Your falling creates the possibility to reach all the way to Hashem. Because through experiencing falling and experiencing darkness, you receive the possibility for rising up again and for evolving into something even better than you were before. Falling creates opportunity to reevaluate your life, to reflect on your priorities, to visualize the person you want to become. That's how a tzaddik becomes a tzaddik, through this process of falling and reflecting and rising. Ki shiva yipol tzaddik v'kum. Yaakov's name represents the fact that he overcame the struggle. He won the battle. Ki sarisa im elokim va'anashim v'tuchal. He wrestled and he struggled with the angel and he overpowered him. But Yaakov's name is not changed completely. For the rest of his life, he's sometimes known as Yisrael and he's sometimes known as Yaakov again. Because his victory in the struggle, it wasn't a one-time thing. The struggle doesn't end there. It's not only Yisrael from now on. He didn't overcome the Malach one time and then was done. It's a continuous cycle of rising and falling. Ki shiva yipol tzaddik. 7 times, like the 7 days of the week. It concludes and then it starts all over again. But he still always has the potential of Yisrael inside of him, of winning this struggle. And we have this potential of Yisrael inside of us also. Thank you for studying together in the merit for Refuah Shelema for Yonina Sima Bas Daphna Hinda and the wounded members of Tzahal amongst all those who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael. Sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.